Danny Gokey with Make a Difference, and you are listening to The Takeover with Maz and Ollie for your Wednesday. And speaking of making a difference, maybe what you eat throughout the day is going to make a difference. Is that right, Kelly?
That is absolutely correct.
We've got Kelly Kay, naturopath, in the studio with us for another Wellness Wednesdays. Loved that segue, Ollie. That was great. That was very good.
I was inspired by all the green.
Yeah. There's a lot of green here. But yes, we are talking about healthy lunch boxes, and whether that be for going back to school next week, or if you're going back to uni or TAFE, or if you're working and, you know, you just want some inspiration for healthier lunchbox ideas. I'm definitely putting my hand up for that one, because I run out of ideas, and I tend to... I'm trying to achieve two things when it comes to what I bring to work for lunch. Like, I try to avoid buying food because it gets really expensive, but also trying to also eat healthily. So I'll tend to, there's like pre-made meals that you can buy from like Coles and Woolies and places like that, and I'll tend to bring those to work because they're a little bit cheaper, but they're still not as fresh, not as healthy as making something myself. So definitely need some inspiration, Kelly.
All right. Well, the first thing, well, there's two things I'd say, is one, try and keep it simple.
Okay.
Like, you don't have to go gourmet to eat healthy.
Yep.
There's a lot of really basic foods that are yummy and also really good for you. And the second is try and stay organized, or, you know, try and spend 10, 15 minutes on the weekend, on a Sunday afternoon or something, thinking about what you're going to eat for the week, and maybe just doing a few little things to prep so that things are easier for you. Because often when we're busy during the week, we get tired, you know, we've got a million things on our minds, and that's when it becomes really hard to make those decisions and do that prep. So some really simple go-tos that I would say is always have some cans of tuna in the pantry. Boil up some eggs on the weekend because they'll last in the fridge for 5 days.
Oh, really? 5 days?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. I didn't realise it was that long, because I quite often will do that, and I sort of think after a couple of days, are they still all right?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. They should be fine so long as they're refrigerated and they're in their shell. That should be fine. And also the other thing that I will often do is while I'm cooking dinner, I will often just chuck like a chicken breast or season it with some salt and pepper and bits and pieces, spices, and chuck it in the oven while I'm making dinner. That way you've got some chicken for a few lunches. You can chuck it in a wrap, chuck it in a salad, and it's sort of an easy protein source.
Yeah, great idea.
The other thing that I do, and I often suggest that people do, is when you do your grocery shop and you buy your fruit and veg, is chop up some, you know, chop up your carrots, your celery, your, you know, peas, whatever, pop them in a container in the fridge so they're ready to go. There's no prep then. And I'm a big fan of like a bento style box lunch where you just chuck everything in. The easier the better for me, because I'm a busy mum as well. I'm working. So, you know, then you can just grab your veggie sticks, grab your boiled egg or your tin of tuna, throw some hummus and crackers in there and you're ready to go. So, yeah, keep it really simple.
Look, I've got a question, right? So you're trying to eat healthy. We're taking your advice, you know, like of these different food groups and things that you can have. But I'll paint the picture for you. So you're playing Fortnite or something late at night, and
this
somebody
is a common theme, I noticed.
It is. I swear I'm not talking from experience, but someone got you. You're not having that. So you're going to play the game again, and you're going to get that guy. Anyway, before you know it, it's 2 a.m. in the morning. Whoops. You've got a lecture at 9 o'clock in the morning. You've got to get to bed, get up, get to that lecture. Now, because you're tired, you're going to be tempted to have unhealthy foods to get through and have that sort of dopamine kick to make you feel awake again. But what would you recommend if you're tired to avoid that snacking on unhealthy things? What's something that would help someone get through their lecture, get through school, wherever it is? What kind of foods would you recommend?
Okay, I would go with your raw nuts and seeds. Always have a container of like almonds, walnuts, pepitas, that kind of thing. Obviously, it's a bit tricky if you're in nut-free school or whatever. You know, if you can, always have a container with you ready to go in your bag.
Okay.
And you can have some dark chocolate or dried fruit in there as well. So any 70% plus chocolate
is
where to go. And always have some fresh fruit on hand.
Fresh fruits. Yeah. Okay.
Yep. So if you're looking just for something that you can just grab and eat on the run, then that would be my go-to. Your nuts and seeds and your fresh fruits. So you're going to get some carbohydrate, but it's going to be good quality with the fiber, with the nutrients. And you're also going to get some protein and healthy fats with the almonds or nuts or whatever you're having with it.
Okay, cool.
Love that.
Before you can get to somewhere and hopefully not go for the drive through it.
Yeah, that's the thing, right? And it's the convenience of those things, like, you know, oh, they've got a special on nuggets or whatever, oh, I'll just get that on the way home or on the way to uni or school or whatever. So having these things all ready to go in a container, some fresh fruit in the fruit bowl, it's easy. It doesn't involve, like you say, we don't have to be gourmet chefs. And I think that for me, I always think if I'm going to meal prep, it has to be something that's worth meal prepping, and it's not just a sandwich that I can make on the day. But really, even sandwiches, if you can meal prep a few of those on the weekend.
Absolutely.
That's better than buying something that's really unhealthy because you've just run out of time and you don't know what to do.
Yeah. The other great thing, and, you know, now being school holidays still and, you know, not yet back at school, is to actually batch cook a few things that you can portion into lunch size portions and pop in your freezer. You know, soups are great this time of year. Frittatas are really good. They freeze really well. Even, you know, some curries or, you know, that type of thing that you can just have lunch, you know, in the freezer. You can get it out the night before and it's all ready to go. It makes the world of difference.
Yeah. Healthy, and I know this isn't a finance segment, but also cost effective as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And that's really important as well. You don't have to spend heaps of money to eat healthily.
Yep.
You should be able to use, you know, your basics. And
Fantastic.
And go to the markets if you want some, you know,
fresh,
more affordable produce.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. A day out in the central markets is just my dream, like the most amazing produce. And there's lots of different markets across Adelaide that you can also check out as well. But some great food for thought there.
Hey.
Kelly K, naturopath, thank you so much for joining us. I always love having you in and talking especially about food and the importance of good food in our lives and the difference it can make, as you say, Ollie.
The real game of fuel.
Better fortnight.
Yes.
Better results.
Yeah, that's it.
Because you got to win the game at the end, so you need to have the food that'll help you get there.
Yes, that's it. That's it. Yep. That's a slogan for health food, if ever I heard one.
There we go.
That's right. That's
right. Kelly, thank you so much. We'll chat with you again in another fortnight.
Sounds good.